Track 4.32.
So now I'd like to ask you this question. Do you think that it's important for young people to have interests outside school? And if so, why? Student B, what do you think?
Well, it's a good question. To my mind, it's very important. That's because in my country, if you want to go to university, I mean to one of the really good universities, well, you have to have an interview and you have to show that, you have to show a lot of things, not just that you are good at the subject you want to study, you know. The universities, they want people, young people, who can give more than just their knowledge and interest in science, for example. They want people who have lots of interests and abilities. It's important.
Student A?
Well, yes, I also think it's important, but I'm not sure I agree with Tanya. My own view is that, you know, we're people, and even if you want to go to university to study something, medicine, for example, well, what do I want to say? Sorry. I mean, it's great to be really good at something like being a doctor. It's fantastic. But in our lives, we need lots of different things. So if you're a doctor, but you can also do other things, for instance, you can play the guitar or you love football, well, that's great. And it's great if a school makes sure that we don't only study, but we learn lots of different things according to our interests. Actually, if a school doesn't do that, I think it's not a good school.
Can I talk now?
Yes, of course.
Okay, well, absolutely, Alexander. I mean, you're completely right. I agree with you.
Okay.
Okay, here's another question. It follows from what Alexander said. Should schools offer things like clubs for music or sport or art, or should they just do school subjects like mathematics and history?
Well, you know what I think already. I think for a good life, you have to have as many things in your life as possible. And I think that, well...
That's right. I think that a school, the job of a school, is to help people see what the possibilities are. I mean, I'm very lucky. In my school, there are lots of things. One example is that there are classes in art, in painting. Now, I'm really bad at it, and I don't like it, but it's good that we did painting classes. I had that experience. And you know, one time, a boy many years ago from our school became a very good artist, and he started in our school, in the art lessons.
It's a good story. And I couldn't agree more that, a school can help you see what you like, what's your future. I mean, what you want to do in your future. And maybe that's mathematics? Great. That's great. But maybe it's dancing or, I don't know, looking after little children. Schools have to help us, I think.
Yes, it's true. You're right.
Well, that's great. Thank you. That's the end of our speaking test today. Thanks very much to both of you, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.